From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Case documents were released today in connection with the shooting of unarmed teen Trayvon Martin by a self-described neighborhood watch captain. They show Martin had traces of marijuana in his system. Medical examiners report among nearly 200 pages of documents and audio recordings released in connection with the February shooting. NPR's Greg Allen also says contained in the documents are accounts from investigators.
There's been a lot of discussion about who was yelling for help on this 1911 call. According to Christopher Serino, the Sanford police investigator, he firmly believes that it was not Trayvon Martin calling for help, it was George Zimmerman.
NPR's Greg Allen, police initially declined to arrest Zimmerman, citing his contention he acted in self-defense after Martin attacked him. The case set off nationwide civil protests. Mitt Romney is repudiating a plan by wealthy Republicans to spend millions of dollars attacking President Obama for his connections to a controversial minister. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Romney described the proposal as character assassination.
When Mitt Romney was first asked whether the Reverend Jeremiah Wright is off limits in this campaign, he initially responded, "I haven't read the papers." A few hours later, he said he repudiates the plan of attack described in the New York Times.
I hope that our campaigns can respectively be about the future and about issues and about a vision for America.
Democrats point out that Romney has brought up Reverend Wright before on a conservative radio show. When asked whether he stands by those comments, Romney said,
"I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was."
The man who had planned to fund these attacks now says he has abandoned the idea. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Jury deliberations are set to begin tomorrow morning in the John Edwards trial. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tabiri reports closing arguments were made today.
For more than 4 hours, the government and defense made their final impassioned arguments to the jury. Abby Lowell said his client John Edwards had committed a sin, but no felony, telling jurors the 2004 vice presidential nominee will pay a life sentence for his wrongs. U.S. Attorney David Harbach appealed to common sense, contending that no payments ever would have been made to hide Edwards' mistress unless Edwards asked. Harbach asked the jury to focus on the evidence, follow the judge's instructions, and return a verdict of guilty on all 6 counts of campaign finance violations. Edwards faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Social networking site Facebook, when it debuts on Wall Street tomorrow, will apparently be priced at the upper end of its proposed $38 a share range. Announcement by the company of its per share price means it could raise as much as $18.4 billion in the closely anticipated IPO. It's expected Facebook's initial public offering will be the third largest share sale in U.S. history, falling behind only Visa and General Motors. Stocks took another big hit today, all the major indexes falling by more than 1% amid continued concerns about the situation in Greece. The Dow dropped 156 points. The NASDAQ closed down 60 points today. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in Colorado have ordered a mandatory evacuation of 65 homes located in the path of a burning wildfire in the northern part of the state. Larimer County Sheriff's Office says residents there were told to leave today. The fire northwest of Fort Collins has now grown from about 1,000 acres to 5,000 acres. Authorities say it's burning within a quarter mile of some homes located near a scenic canyon. The Pentagon reiterated that no options are off the table when it comes to resolving concerns over Iran's alleged nuclear program. Earlier this week, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. indicated military plans were ready. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the Pentagon says it's prepared, but only if diplomatic efforts do not succeed.
Comments from Israel's ambassador, Dan Shapiro, seem to indicate that military planners might have laid out specific attack plans. Pentagon Press Secretary George Little says Shapiro is right that all options are still under consideration.
This building is a professional planning organization. We're prepared for a variety of contingencies around the world, including contingencies in the Middle East.
But Little said the focus remains on diplomatic efforts, such as talks with Iran scheduled for next week in Baghdad. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Mortgage interest rates have reached record low levels for a third straight week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage this week fell to 3.79%, while 15-year mortgages are now just above 3%. Rates on a 30-year mortgage, the most popular type of home loan, have been below 4% since December. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of crude oil was down 25 cents a barrel to end the session at $92.56 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.